You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy?
We are ready to play. Let's meet the players. Representing for the girls today, it's Melissa. Good morning, Melissa. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, we're excited to have you. So, do you work?
I do. I'm a medical receptionist / office manager for a podiatry office.
Well, look at you.
So you're basically wearing a bunch of hats, is what you're saying.
Kind of, yeah. It's not too busy, but it's a pretty sweet gig.
They need you.
I think
thank you.
You hold that place together.
It's time for me to go to a podiatrist with all my foot issues. Gretchen had to go recently. She broke a bone in her foot, so the doctor has been working with her on all of her rehab. So,
yeah, that's actually how I ended up working there. I had foot surgery, and I couldn't do my other job as well anymore. So I was like, hey.
This is a perfect fit for you then.
That's interesting.
Yes, it was.
Have you heard about all sorts of foot injuries that come in and out of your doors?
A lot of foot and ankle injuries, yeah.
Like what? What kind of stuff goes on with the feet?
Well, nothing's crazy, though. It's usually just, you know, I fell down the stairs or my dog tripped me.
Right.
Or
I got mad and kicked a wall.
Broke my toe on the stove. Uh-huh. Just, you know.
The usual stuff. All right.
Yeah.
Gretch broke her foot just by walking. So.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah, it's weird.
She needs a glass of milk immediately.
At least a few of them. Melissa, the boys are up 2-1, so the girls are counting on you to tie it up today, okay?
Oh, I hope I can come through for them.
Let's see.
Well, good luck. The guy who's going to try to extend the boys' lead is Rod. Hey, Rod, welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
Good, Rod.
It's a good day, Rod.
You ever hurt your foot? You ever hurt your feet?
Yeah, I have actually, and walking.
What is going on with all you people walking and breaking your feet?
It's just they say it's you just step funny, and the next thing you know, you got a fracture.
Yeah, just walking, stepped off a curb, and it happens.
All right, man. Yeah. Don't be careful out there.
What's your line of work?
I just moved to the city, so I'm just kind of looking around for some work.
What do you want to do?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I like to do a lot of things. I know something just pays the bills right now, so.
What did you do before?
I worked at a gym.
Oh, well, go work at another gym then.
Yeah, that's exactly what I might do, actually.
You like to lift, bro?
I like to stay in shape. Yeah, man, it's fun.
I worked at a gym for about 3 years, and awesome stories that come out of working from a gym. You know who's hooking up with who and who's got various body rashes and I may or may not have made out in the locker room with somebody after hours.
Really
no, it wasn't
too.
Another guy.
Rod, what's your dream job?
To be an actor.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah.
Do you have a background in acting?
I do a little theater. You know, things like that, but...
That's great.
Yeah.
Who's the actor you admire the most?
Bradley Cooper.
Well, that's a solid choice. Listened. Do you have a monologue prepared?
No, I do not.
What are you going to do for your auditions, man?
Get to work on it.
Community theater needs you!
I will do my best. I'll do my best.
All right. Mm. Listen, good luck to you today. I'm going to be asking you some questions that women probably... a little more likely to know the answer to. And then Jeremy's going to ask Melissa some questions that dudes probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win, and we'll get the prize and get the point on their side. And if we're tied after three, after regulation, we go to sudden death overtime. We alternate who goes first. The ladies are up first today, Jeremy.
Oh, the foot lady. Melissa, do you have a foot fetish?
Oh, gross, no.
Yeah, I would think if you're in that industry, you're probably seeing a lot of feet, and you're like, ugh.
Feet
are gross.
Well, all don't say gross. No, we have a lot of people listening who might.
Who have feet?
They might have a foot fetish, and they don't think it's gross.
Oh,
who was that guy that was...
I'm offended.
There was even somebody at, I can't remember which mall it was, that he was hiding under women's cars. And when they
licking
would come
their
out,
feet, right?
They would, you know, like if they're wearing their sandals or flip-flops, he would lean out and lick their feet.
They never caught me, Melissa. Yeah. They never caught me.
That's because you were in the locker room. All right, Melissa's up first.
Melissa, let's start with a car question. What is the name of the luxury vehicle division of Toyota?
Guess. Hurry.
Avalon.
No, it's Lexus. Lexus is the...
Oh, I didn't know that was Toyota.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're in bed together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Over we go to Rod the Bod. Rod, on this date in 2011, Kim Kardashian married this guy. It would have been their 13th anniversary today, but unfortunately, that marriage only lasted 72 days. Who am I talking about?
Is it Chris Humphries?
It is.
Whoa, Rod.
Knows his Kardashian news.
He's got a lot of downtime to watch the Kardashians, I guess.
Right. Former basketball player Chris Humphries. They were married for 72 days.
How much can you bench, Rod?
I haven't done a max yet. I don't know. I'm not too sure what it is now.
How many push-ups in a row can you do?
About 100.
He's doing all right. He's doing all right,
that's
you
all
guys.
All right, Rod. That's all right. All right, back to Melissa.
Melissa, what was the full title of the second Terminator movie?
Oh, my gosh. I'm humiliating us girls. Terminator Exterminator. I don't know.
I so wish it was.
Good. No, it was Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Oh, yes. My husband's going to kill me.
No, don't let that happen.
Don't. Blink twice if you're in danger.
He has a picture of Arnold Schwarzenegger hanging in his workout room.
So does Rod.
Jeremy does too, but he cut out his own face, a picture of it, and he put it over Arnold's face.
I'm jacked. Right. I'm so jacked.
So here's where we stand. Rod, if you get this, you already win the game. But if you miss it, Melissa will have another chance to try to tie it up. And you could still win it in regulation after that. But you could put it away right now if you finish this classic cosmetic company slogan. I'm going to give you the start of it. You finish the slogan. Maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's...
Maybelline.
The game is... Over! Melissa,
he knows all the answers.
Congratulations, Rod. You're a far better contender than I am.
Poor Melissa.
You're awesome, thank you,
and
Melissa.
You know what else? He not only got them, there was like no hesitation. He just
blurted
them right out.
Poor Melissa.
Well, you know, Melissa, you were a delight to talk to. Unfortunately for you, you've got to take some medicine. Are you ready for it?
I am ready.
Okay.
Boys rule.
Boom.
Have a great day at the foot doctor, okay?
Bye, Melissa. Nice
to
meet you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. She limped out of here. And Rod, put the boys up 3-1.
Woo-hoo.
Today's a good day. I feel like you're going to land a job today, too, buddy.
Wouldn't that be?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I hope it happens for you.
And what that means is if the boys win on Thursday, they'll win their first month since March.
So, all right. Go do your push-ups, buddy.
Roderick, if you will stand by, Josh is going to come back and he'll visit with you about your prize, okay?
Thanks, boys.
You're welcome. Man. Thank you for listening. Thanks for hanging out.